As you walk around the loop towards the next aviary, you'll see some spiky blue-green coloured trees on the right-hand side. These endangered trees are called acacia puce or wadiwood, and up to around the height of 2 metres, they have chemical defences in their very spiky, tough leaves. The leaves above that height don't have the same chemicals and are far softer. These hard, spiky leaves are produced at an extra energy cost to the tree, and therefore must have had some evolutionary advantage, which was probably to deter browsers that feed on them. But 2 metres is well above the height of the red kangaroo, which is the tallest Australian native browser today. These defences may have originally evolved to deter the now extinct diprotodons, which were cow-sized marsupials from the megafauna era. These trees serve as a reminder that megafauna once used to inhabit Central Australia. The loss of diprotodons probably had a major effect on increasing the rate of change in the vegetation of Central Australia. They were major seed dispersal units as they ate large amounts of plant material, including seeds, and these were passed through their systems whole and dumped on the ground, complete with their own fertiliser.